Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Employees are the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers group dental, vision, life, and disability plans designed to protect them. Exceptional service, broad networks, and modern benefits. That's the power of human care.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The United Nations Security Council is to meet again on Tuesday to discuss the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. The United States is opposing one draft resolution while proposing an alternative, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations has been warning the council not to do anything that could further complicate diplomatic efforts to get Israeli hostages out of Gaza in exchange for a ceasefire. So the U.S. has now drafted a resolution that calls for a temporary ceasefire based on the, quote, formula of all hostages being released. It also calls for the lifting of all barriers to humanitarian aid for Palestinians in Gaza. The draft resolution echoes concerns by many about a possible Israeli ground offensive in Rafah in southern Gaza, where more than a million Palestinians are sheltering. The U.S. warns that Israel needs a viable plan to protect civilians there. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Bayer is the latest drug maker to sign a contract with online pharmacy Costs Plus to offer lower-cost medicines. NPR's Sydney Lupkin has the story.
Cost Plus Drugs, Mark Cuban's online pharmacy, is adding Yaz birth control pills and Clemara for menopause to its lineup. Both drugs are made by Bayer. They'll now be available for a fraction of their list prices. Cost Plus skips middlemen called pharmacy benefit managers and publishes its discounts online. To Sebastian Guth, president of U.S. Pharmaceuticals at Bayer, the move is a business experiment.
As I look at our partnership with Cost Plus, I really look at this as a test and learn. It's a first initial step. We will learn and see what the results of this partnership are and may then decide to expand it further.
The drugs are both off patent and face generic competition. It will take a few months to see how the experiment works out. Cindy Lupkin, NPR News.
Banking giant Capital One is taking steps to acquire Discover Financial in an all-stock deal valued at around $35 billion. Capital One founder and CEO Rich Fairbank announced the planned merger in a video statement to employees.
Discover is a big company, but they're the smallest of the four U.S.-based global payment networks. And this acquisition will add scale to help it compete with the biggest players.
Fairbank says the acquisition of Discover Financial will help Capital One compete with the largest global payment networks. The deal is subject to approval by regulators and shareholders. The EPA is considering a pause to its push for electric vehicles. The agency had mandated an increase in new EV sales over the next few years. It is now considering delaying that requirement until after the year 2030, citing pressure from automakers. This is NPR News. Alabama's Supreme Court says that frozen embryos are people with legal protections. The ruling overturned a lower court finding that could have implications for hundreds of thousands of couples. The lower court threw out a wrongful death case involving the accidental destruction of frozen embryos. The state's highest court disagreed and determined that someone should be held liable. Nearly a dozen states have laws declaring that life begins at the moment an egg is fertilized. Federal wildland firefighters are warning of mass resignations amid efforts to find staff for the upcoming summer fire season. NPR's Kirk Siegler reports that a permanent pay increase for some 17,000 federal firefighters remains stalled in Congress.
President Biden gave federal wildland firefighters a temporary pay bump of about $20,000 in 2021, but money for a permanent pay increase has been tangled up in the congressional budget impasse since last September. At the Angeles National Forest in Southern California, Engine Captain Abel Martinez says morale is low.
There is really no hope on the horizon for folks, and when there is no hope, they're going to start making their choices for what's better for their own life and their family.
Among the departures, Martinez says several fire bosses and a hotshot crew superintendent have left or retired due to the pay uncertainty. Going with them, he says, is a lot of institutional knowledge. Kirk Siegler, NPR News, Boise.
U.S. futures are flat in pre-market trading on Wall Street. On Asia-Pacific, market shares are mostly lower, but up a fraction in Shanghai. This is NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.